Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
Who was the chap who had to sit down to dinner with a sword hanging over his head? Damocles? Well, that's me. Only in my case, the sword is Angela Tennant's diary. Somehow or other, Stella Bronson got her hands on the thing. And I'd been under the impression all this time that I'd watched it burn. A week ago, I was on top of the world. And then Angela had to come back to town, thirsting for revenge and ready to spill the beans. But that was before she discovered that her diary was still in existence. So although I'm completely washed up with Marcia and I've been heaved out of Tressida Bendigo's neck and crop, I have to join forces with Angela Tennant again, whether I like it or not, to get that diary away from Stella. Neither of us can hope for a minute's peace while the infernal thing's in her hands.
Well, come along, bright boy. How are we going about it?
We don't know where she's hiding your diary, Angela, so we've no hope of pinching it. Stella's too foxy to let us trick her out of it, so there's only one way.
Uh-huh.
Little pressure. The threat that we...
And with what, dear boy, do we threaten Stella Bronson?
Exposure.
Oh, talk sense.
Now, listen. Why should Stella have kept quiet about having your diary in the first place?
She didn't want you uncovered till you were married to Marcia, of course.
That's right. And also till she was married to Jeff Pilgrim. She was going to make sure of her winnings and then crack down on me. But, Angela, there's no chance on earth of me marrying Marcia now. So what's still holding her up?
You tell me.
Stella can't afford to own up to concealing the diary now, with Marcia going ape to the bar trying to get her Jeffy boy back.
So we go to Stella and suggest doing her owning up for her, eh? To Jeff, unless she hands the diary over to us.
We do, unless you have a better idea.
Well, I don't think it'll work.
How do you make that out?
What's to stop her saying, come near me again and I'll give the diary to the police?
She'd cut her own throat with Jeff if she did that.
But look what she did to ours.
Yeah. Well, we've still another arrow to wing her with. Know what I mean?
I think so. Yes. It's just possible she might weaken.
She'll weaken. You see, actually, we've got Stella on toast. With her, hanging on to Pilgrim comes first, last, and all the time. I don't see how we can miss.
Well, here's hoping it works and we get that diary. Because if we don't...
Get one thing straight, Angela. If this doesn't work, something else will have to. I don't care how we go about it, we must get that diary. If Stella won't be persuaded one way, she'll just have to be persuaded another. Catch on? Hi there, gorgeous. You're kind of hard to catch.
What do you want, Palmer? I'm running late for an appointment.
Doing anything tonight?
That's all the nerve. Clear off. I don't want to be pestered.
My dear Stella, you've got me wrong. I want to see you tonight, but not for fun. It's business, darling.
And I don't want to see you for fun or business or anything else.
You'd better.
Why?
Tell you tonight.
You can tell me here and now or not at all.
Sorry, Petal, but I'm doing the deciding where and when. You'll see me in your flat tonight alone.
I'll do nothing of the kind.
Now, look here, Stella. In my position, I can't afford to fool about. You'll do as I say, or I'll wash you up with Jeff Pilgrim in 5 minutes. And don't start telling me I can't.
You'll go to Jeff? About me?
Like a flash. So what about it? Your place tonight?
What time?
9 sharp. And see you're alone.
All right. I'll be there.
Will be insured by us until its acceptance by your agent according to the terms of our final agreement. Yours, etc. B.J. Puller for Puller Corporation. Okay, Miss Matthews, that's all. Ask Mr. Pilgrim to come up here, will you?
Yes, Mr. Pilgrim.
How am I going to handle this? Pilgrim will kick like a mule. Perhaps I'd better let him know my reasons. Or should I? You don't tell a chap he's being thrown at his wife. What a chap like you, Pilgrim, anyway.
That deal with 9LJ is going very well, Mr. Puller. We've cornered the best time on the air.
Yes, well, that's not what I wanted to talk about. Take a seat. Well, then, how do you feel about your job here?
100%, sir.
Not bored?
Why the dickens should I be?
You're not fully extended, you know that.
Well, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I could handle a good deal more. Your plastic operation, for instance. I could take a big load off your shoulders there.
That can't be done. Jeff, this will be a big shock to you. I'm letting you go.
What?
I'm letting you go. You can hand in your resignation. Before you start shouting and stamping about it, it's for your own good.
But what's the idea? Hang it all, I don't want to resign.
What you want beside the point. You're fired.
Fired? If it's not too much to ask, Mr. Puller, why?
Look here, you're a capable chap. This town's full of opportunities for a cove like you. Why, in your shoes, I'd have grabbed off that trade commission job they were advertising. $3,000 a year and all sorts of privileges. And for you, it would have been a sitting shot.
And I've no intention of leaving here to corner a few extra pounds a year. I don't want to get intense, but I'm under too much of an obligation to you.
I know that, Jeff. That's why you're being fired.
Well, if you don't mind me saying so, it doesn't make sense.
Stop and think. You're one of my top chaps. I can only move you up further by stepping out of the corporation myself and letting you take over. Well, I'm feeling younger every day, and I'll be sitting behind this desk for the next 20 years. So for your own sake, I'm giving you the heave-ho. And I'll bet you 5 or 6 months from now you'll thank me for it.
You're trying to tell me I'm fired because I'm too good, is that it?
That's about it.
But what's at the bottom of this? You can't tell me you're handing me the sack out of the blue just for the reasons you've given?
I'm doing it. Let it go at that. I know, I could say look for something better and leave here when you find it.
Why the devil don't you?
Because you're a good guy, and you'd feel you were letting me down. I'll tell you what. Make next Friday your last day and take a month's leave on full salary. That suit you?
I expect it'll have to. And I still say it's completely screwy.
Ever known me to do anything screwy, Jeff?
Not till now.
Not even now. All right, beat it, I'm busy. And if you're feeling hot under the collar, don't. I know what I'm doing, Jeff. You'll find out in time.
All right. But now I've heard everything.
Get me Mrs. Marcy a Pilgrim, will you, Tess? Make it snappy. Well, Jeff, one way or another, that wife of his has given him enough curry for 10 men. Let him bat it about from pillar to post. Marcia, it's B.J. Puller here. I just fired your husband. Fired. F-I-R-E-D. Huh? No particular reason, except that he wouldn't take over Bendigo's for you while he was still working for me, would he? Never mind now, I know. Just put it down to the grapevine. Okay, good luck. don't thank me, young woman. All right, goodbye.
Stay here in the corridor and keep out of sight till I make sure Stella's by herself.
Just around the corner here will do, won't it?
Uh-huh. If Pilgrim's with her in her flat, we'll have to beat a quick retreat.
Oh, it's you, Palmer.
Of course it's me. You weren't expecting anyone else, were you?
Well, come on in.
By yourself, Stella?
Yes, yes, I'm alone. Do come in if you're going to.
Just a minute. Okay, Angela.
Angela Tennant? What's he doing here? Palmer, what's going on? Get your foot out of my door.
Don't panic, Petal. I'm only making sure you don't lock her out. Ah, there we are. Now we're all inside, so let's get cracking. You know what we're after, don't you, Stella?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Oh, come along, darling. You can do better than that.
You made a bad mistake, Stella. Good for me, bad for you and Angela. You really shouldn't have told Angela you had that diary.
I know that. Now Marcy has turned on you, it's not so much use to me as I'd hoped.
Exactly. That's why we want you to hand it over.
I can see myself doing that.
It's not going to be difficult, are you, Pet?
Yes. You're wasting your time, the pair of you. And you can both clear out.
Angela, silly, isn't she?
Frightfully.
You see, Stella, we're pretty sure you intended handing the diary to Jeff Pilgrim eventually, after you were married, and we don't like you a bit.
You're breaking my heart.
We like you so little, in fact, that unless you're a good girl, we're going to have to tell Jeffrey a thing or two. Now, Marcia's still very attractive. There's nothing she'd like more than to get Jeff away from you. So what about it, Petal? The diary?
No. You couldn't possibly afford to tell Jeff I have it. Neither of you could.
Neither can you afford to risk us throwing him straight back to Marcia.
No, I won't do it.
I think you will. Because there's another little matter you seem to have forgotten. £1,000 worth of O'Halloran Davis shares, which you gave me. What's your boyfriend going to say if we tell him about that? Come along, Stella. Don't keep us hanging about. What's it going to be? Angela's diary? Or do we have to go to Jeff Pilgrim?
I can't give it to them. That'll be the last straw. But if I don't, and they do go to Jeff, with Marcia after him hammer and tongs, he'd drop me cold, and I know it. There doesn't seem to be any way out in this. Unless... why, of course.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.